Hello, members. This is Tamika Newhouse, the AAMBG president, and I want to welcome you all to the Arthuric, the African American Hero Tribute Show. This week, we're going to be focusing on Mr. Alex Haley. Now, if you do not know who Mr. Alex Haley is, then you have really been hiding under a rock, because Mr. Alex Haley is the great mind behind the movie and the book Roots. If you are an African American, even if you're not an African American, this is the number one movie that you need to see to understand slavery, to understand the oppression that black people have went through. The Roots pretty much talks about the beginning of how slavery started. No one has ever came close to creating a movie that has depicted what Alex Haley has. Even though this book was loosely based on his life, it's very well written out, and I believe it was just a great mind behind this story. I want to briefly tell you about Mr. Alex Haley. Now, he was born in New York in 1921, and he spent his first years in Henning, Tennessee, in an African-American family mixed with Irish and Cherokee ancestry with his two younger brothers. Haley was born to Simon Haley and Bertha Palmer. Now, many of his books reference his childhood friend, which is Charlie Taylor, Alex Haley's father, which is Simon Alexander Haley, was a professor of agriculture, and he had served in the World War I after graduating from college. Now, the younger Haley always spoke proudly of his father and the incredible obstacles of racism that he had to overcome. And Alex Haley was first sent off to college at the age of 15. At the age of 17, he returned home to inform his father of his withdrawal from Akron State University. And Simon Haley felt that Alex needed discipline and growth and convinced his son to enlist in the military. On May 24th, 1939, Alex Haley began his 20-year service with the Coast Guard. He enlisted as a mess boy, and the mess boy is pretty much in the chow hall. He's like a cook or something like that. Then he became a petty officer third class in the rate of a mess attendant. One of the few enlisted designers open to African Americans at the time. So not a lot of African Americans back then were able to get that position of the mess attendant. Now, it was during his service in the Pacific Theater of Operation that Haley taught himself the craft of writing stories. Now, it is said that during his enlistment, he was often paid by other sailors to write love letters to their girlfriends. Now, he talked about how the greatest enemy he and his friends faced during their long sea voyages wasn't the Japanese, but boredom. He collected many rejection slips over an 8-year period before his story was really bought. Now, after World War II, Haley was able to petition the Coast Guard to allow him to transfer into the field of journalism, and by 1949, he had become a petty officer first class and a rated journalist. He later advanced the rank of chief petty officer and held this grade until his retirement from the Coast Guard in 1959. Now, Haley, he had conducted one of the first interviews for Playboy magazine. Yes, Playboy magazine. The interview with the legend, the jazz legend, Miles Davis, appeared in the September 1962 issue. In an interview, Davis candidly spoke about his thoughts and feelings on racism, and it was that interview that set the tone for what would become a significant part of the magazine. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Playboy interview with Haley was the longest he had ever granted to any publication. Throughout the 1960s, Haley was responsible for some of the magazine's most notable interviews, including an interview with American Nazi Party leader George Lincoln Rockwell. He agreed to meet with Haley only after Haley, in a phone conversation, assured him that he was not Jewish. Now, Haley exhibited remarkable calm and professionalism despite the handgun that Rockwell kept on the table throughout the whole interview. Now, Haley also interviewed Cassius Clay, which everybody knows is the original name for Muhammad Ali. Other interviews include Jack Ruby's defense attorney, Melvin Belli, Sammy Davis Jr., Jim Brown, Johnny Carson, and Quincy Jones. He completed a memoir of Malcolm X for Playboy 6 months before Malcolm X died in February 1965, and the memoir was published in July 1965 in the issue of the magazine. One of Haley's most famous interviews was a 1963 interview with Malcolm X for the Playboy, which led to the collaboration of the activist's autobiography, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, based on interviews conducted shortly before Malcolm's death. Now, it was published in 1965, and the book became a huge success and was later named by Time magazine as one of the 10 most important nonfiction books of the 20th century. Now, in 1976, Haley published Roots, which is the saga of an American family. Now, this novel was based loosely on his family history, starting with the story of Kunta Kinte, which was he was kidnapped from Gambia in 1767 and transported to the province of Maryland to be sold as a slave. And Haley claimed to be a 17th generation descendant of Kunta Kinte. And Haley's work on a novel involved 10 years of research, intercontinental travel, and writing. Now, he went to the village of Jufer, where Kunta Kinte grew up and which is still in existence, and listened to a tribal historian to tell the story of Kinta's capture. Haley also traced the record of the ship, which is called the Lord Ligonier, which he said carried his ancestor to America. Now, genealogists have since disputed Haley's research and conclusion, and Haley had to reach an out-of-court settlement with the Herald Courlander to end a plagiarism lawsuit. Now, Haley was briefly a writer-in-residence at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. He began to write Roots there. Now, many local people remember Haley fondly. He enjoyed spending time at a local bistro, which is called the Savory, in Rome, New York, where he listened to the piano player. Today, there is a special table in honor of Haley with the painting of Alex writing Roots on a yellow legal tablet. Now, Haley said the most emotional moment of his life was on September 29th, 1967, when he stood at the site in Indianapolis, Maryland, where his ancestors had arrived 200 years before. Now, Ruth was eventually published in 37 languages, and Haley won a special award for it in 1977. Ruth also went to become a popular television miniseries in 1977. The book and the film were both successful, reaching a record-breaking 130 million viewers. And when it was serialized on television, Ruth emphasized that African Americans have a long history and that not all that history is lost, as many believed. Its popularity sparked an increased public interest in the into finding who our ancestors really were. Now, in 1979, ABC aired a sequel miniseries entitled Roots, The Next Generation, and this series continued the story of Kunta Kinte's descendants, and concluding with Haley's arrival in Jufer. Haley was portrayed at various ages by future soap artists such as Christophe St. John, the Jeffersons actor Damon Evans, and Tony Award winner James Earl Jones. Now, in 1980, Haley began working on a second historical novel based on another branch of his family, traced through his grandmother, Queen, the daughter of a black slave woman and her white master. Now, Haley died in Seattle, Washington, of a heart attack before he could complete the story and was buried beside his childhood home in Tennessee. Now, at his request, it was finished by David Stevens and was published as Alex Haley's Queen. And it was made into a movie, which some of you may know Halle Berry starred as Queen. And that is another great movie for you to go and check out also. It's called Queen, starring Halle Berry. Now, later in his life, Haley had acquired a small farm in North Tennessee adjacent to the museum with the intent of making it in his home. Subsequent to his death, the property was sold to the Children's Defense Fund, which is called the Alex Haley Farm, and use it as a national training center and a retreat site. An abandoned barn on the farm property was rebuilt as a traditional barn, and it was designed by an architect named Maya Lynn. In 1999, the U.S. Coast Guard honored Haley by naming the cutter Alex Haley after him. Now, Haley was also awarded the Korean War Service Medal from the government of South Korea 10 years after his death. And this award, created in 1999, did not exist during Haley's lifetime. If you want to know more about Mr. Alex Haley, his journey to the roots, his journey to writing Queens, all of his interviews on historical black men and women, you can simply Google his name, Alex Haley. You can go to our MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/AAMBC2008. You can also go onto our website, which is aambookclub.net, and you can look at all of the events that we have coming up as far as our radio show and our upcoming novel. Everybody have a great week, and I will see you next week.